Good morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Our limud of halacha every day is a zchus for the refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayli, shtav refuah shleima, so shal chayli Yisrael b'korov. So we're going to move on to a new subject. We've got about 20 days left till Yom Tov, and today is the second of the Ta'anesim, of the Monday Ta'anesim of Bahab. It's the second base of Bahab for those people who keep it. And we learnt that one of the reasons for Ta'anes Bahab following on after Yom Tov is because people are confused about the halachas of Yom Tov and they make a lot of mistakes. People make mistakes because they're not sure what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. And it's complicated because Hilchas Yom Tov are not the same as Hilchas Shabbos, and in particular because of Oichel Nefesh. And we've all learnt the Gemara's in Be'ah, and we all know all the expressions, but we don't. I'm speaking for myself. I've learnt the Gemara Be'ah. I've learnt all the expressions. I know the phrases, but I don't know how to apply them. For instance, I know there's this thing called mitoich. Yeah, mitoich. Everybody knows. Oh, mitoich. Yeah, mitoich shehutra l'tzoyach. What does that mean? The vibalte malacha has been mutter for oichel nefesh, therefore the malacha is mutter shloi lo oichel nefesh. Does that mean then that all malachas are mutter? Or every malacha oichel nefesh is mutter in every situation? So we all talk about mitoich. And then we all talk about hoyel. Oh yeah, hoyel. What is hoyel? Hoyel v'ikla orchim. The maybe guests will come, and therefore I'm allowed to cook, and I'm allowed to bake. So I'm allowed to cook and bake like 5 minutes before Motzei Yom Tov? No, I've got a problem of achona. So again, I've got to think about. Yeah, we all know isra achona. What is achona? Achona is from Yom Tov lachaveiroi, from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and from Yom Tov to Chol. Yeah, but which ones are osa and why and rabbanon deraisa? Don't know. So, and the problem is, it is confusing. It is confusing. We think we understand it. When you've got a shaila, you start thinking, oh, you think hoyel, and you think metoich, and you make up your own heterium, if you like. And if the malacha of oichel nefesh is mutter, yeah, if you're allowed to do malacha for oichel nefesh on Yom Tov, why can't I pick an apple off the tree? Well, my oichel nefesh. I want to have a fresh apple. Yeah. Why is Beitza Shanol Dobi Yom Tov also? Why can't I, Oynig Yom Tov, a fresh egg? What could be better? Yeah, a Beit Shlal to be Yom Tov, I can't eat. It's Melechas Oichel Nefesh. Yeah, so these are all the things that, as I said, we're very familiar with all the expressions. We know the terms, and they are used in Halacha in order to allow a certain Eterim on Yom Tov, which we don't have on Shabbos. But, nevertheless, talk about myself, yeah? Then we're not sure. Again, that something has to have a tzoyrich Yom Tov. A melacha in order to be mutter has to have a tzoyrich Yom Tov. Or a tzoyrich ketzas. What does that mean? Yeah, am I allowed to take my... The big question about carrying on Yom Tov if it's not the tzoyrich Yom Tov. Yeah, or it's not the tzoyrich today. Taking my machsa to tashlich. Yeah? Or taking a tashlich booklet to tashlich. How can I take it home? Why don't I have to leave it behind there? Well, because you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov. What, all carrying is mutter? Have oras mutter on Yom Tov. You're allowed to light a flame on Yom Tov. So why can I only take a flame from one flame? Why can I only take Be'ish Le'ish? Why can't I strike a match? If Havora's mutter, if Oitzor's mutter, so we've got all these things that apply in Yom Tov, which are different from Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos, we know these things are also. On Hilchas Yom Tov, we know that there are many, many heterim around the Oichel Nefesh, besides straightforward Oichel Nefesh. And then, so as I said, Belinedo, over the coming 3 weeks, we'll try and analyse all these expressions, the hoyel and the mitoich and the achona, etc., etc., and we'll try and get an understanding of Hilchas Yom Tov, in order that, as it happens, there happens to be a minig in most places that they don't keep Ta'anes Bahab after Shavuos, although it's brought down. There is a Ta'anes Bahab even after Shavuos, because in theory, if the reason for the Ta'anes is because of the mistakes that you can make in Hilchas Yom Tov, that people can make mistakes in Hilchas Yom Tov, which require Kapora. Okay, so they say it's only one day. And the same thing with the other reason, that the men and the women, the women come to shul, and the men have been up all night, they don't go to shul in the morning, they go to shul at night, etc. There's reasons that are brought down as to why we don't. But the principle is the same thing. That the same mistakes that people could make on Hilchas Yom Tov, on Pesach, and on Sukkos, they could make on Shavuos as well. So, Mirz Hashem, it'll be a Dover Beitzoy for us to clarify a few of these things. Let's get down, let's take a simple basics, because the speaker's not here yet.
He's in traffic.
Okay, so I don't know how long I can keep this going. Yeah, but let's start off with basic principles. A person who does a melacha on Shabbos, we know there are 39 melachas on Shabbos, yeah? And this might be a reason for Tanis Bahab, by the way. Yeah, a person who does a melacha on Shabbos, if he does it b'mezid, got two, what's it called, he's about to cook, about to put on a pot of potatoes to cook them. Yeah, and there's two edim, and they say to him, don't do it, it's also on Shabbos, and if you do it b'mezid, then you're going to be chayev what? You'll be chayev skila. Yeah, which is according to, except for Shimon, right, is the most severe of all the Mises Bezdin. Yeah, so they say to him, yeah, if you cook this... Okay, so, yeah, the speaker's running late. He's in traffic. So, yeah, if you cook this dish today on Shabbos, yeah, then you will be chayev skila. And he says, afal piken. And he puts it on, and he boils the potatoes. Then, in theory, bismana mikdosh, certainly at the time when there was a Sanhedrin, etc. Then he goes to Bezdin, and chas v'sholem is chayev nisa because he's done an avera b'mezid deliberately, knowing the issa, knowing that it's Shabbos today, knowing that you're not allowed to do it, having been warned just before you fulfill all the conditions. Then the person could be chayev skila. What happens if he does it b'shoigeg? He didn't know today was Shabbos, he didn't know that there was nisa to cook, whatever it was, there were reasons for the shoigeg. The b'shoigeg is chayev chatos. Yeah, b'shoigeg, he brings a korban chatos, obviously b'zmana said there's no korban chatos, but b'zmana mikdosh, he would have to bring a korban if he did a melocha on Shabbos b'shoigeg. Fine. What about Yom Tov? If a person does a melocha, obviously not cooking, yeah, but he does a boida. Right, he's doing a repair to his house or something like that, or he's doing ksivo, he's about to write something, yeah, and two adim say to him, today is Yom Tov, and it's not melechas oichel nefesh, right, it's not melechas oichel nefesh, he's about to write, yeah, he's about to be meichel, whatever it is, yeah, that he's doing a melocha, which is also on Yom Tov, and they warn him, they've got to warn him about his oinish as well, according to, I think it was Rabbi Yossi, yeah, who holds that you have to actually warn him what the punishment will be as well. So let's do that as well. What's the punishment going to be for somebody who does a melocha on Yom Tov? Anyone know? What? Skila. Yeah? Skila Shabbos. Yom Tov as well?
No.
What do you say, Moishi?
It's not
Chayv Misa. Not Chayv Misa. So what is he? Well, he's Chayv Malkus. Okay? So, Yom Tov is only a lav. Right, the Gemara says clearly, Shabbos there's an issa skila, and in Yom Tov there is an issa lav. What happens if that means you've been over a loisase? Yeah, there's an assay and there's a loisase. There's an assay in most cases of Shabbos soin that you shall rest on Yom Tov, and there's a loisase of loisase kol malocha. Some say the assay is mikro kodesh, whether mikro kodesh means that you've got to keep the Yom Tov or whether it means you've got to make kiddush. We could talk about all those things at another time. But the issa on Yom Tov is an issa lav. I'm not saying that it's anybody has learnt makas recently. Yeah, it's not a particularly welcome thing to go to Bezdin to get makas. But malchus is certainly less severe than skila. Skila is the most severe of all the mitzvos Bezdin, and malchus is malchus Bezdin. So it's a chiyuv malchus. But then, what is that loch if somebody does a melocha on Yom Tov b'shoigeg? So he didn't know today was Yom Tov, or he didn't know that this thing, or as we've been discussing, that he's confused about what is Oichel Nefesh, what isn't Oichel Nefesh. He thought this was Mutter. I don't know, he was writing a menu. And he thought, oh, that's Oichel Nefesh, because I'm writing down what I'm going to serve for the meal, or something like that. That should be Oichel Nefesh, going to be Mutter. Whatever it is, he does a Malacha B'Shoigeg on Yom Tov. The Halacha is that he is Chayev, what? Absolutely nothing. Okay, there's no punishment I mean, between him and the Rabbeinu Shlom, there's cheshbonus whether or not the Rabbeinu Shlom reckons the shogeg is a shogeg. There's a shogeg korv lemeiz, there's a shogeg korv lein, etc. That's cheshbonus between him and God. But Beis Din can't do anything about it. A person does melacha b'shogeg, then he has to bear it in mind that it comes to Yom Kippur, and he has to daven to Rabbeinu Shlom, and he has to fulfill all the halachas of teshuvah, and then hopefully his aveira is nischaper for him. But, so therefore, Yom Tov is going to be, in theory, when it comes to halachas, if we're looking for heterim, or if we're looking for ways around, or, the, you know, if a Rav has to find a heter in certain situations, when we talk about Pekuach Nefesh, if we're talking about Cholim, people who are Cholish, Eimboi Sakona, all these sort of things, we're talking about sometimes Kavura on Yom Tov, there are various things, the various malachas, which are going to be, it's going to be easier, let's say. Yeah, we're not Chas v'Shalom saying the Yom Tov is less severe that in terms of us keeping the mitzvahs. It doesn't make the difference to us in keeping the mitzvahs whether or not the mitzvahs are severe punishment or less severe punishment. We don't want any punishment. We want to keep the halachas. But there is mokoim. There's mokoim for a rov. A rov has more flexibility. The halacha has more flexibility. Because on Yom Tov we're talking only about an Issa Lav, we're talking only about a Malkus, even if it's Bemezit, but Yevet, if it's Beshoigig, then there is no punishment, Boil or Mazer, there's no punishment in Beis Din for that Avera. So that will apply now to all the 39 Melochas. Hypothetically, a person who does any of the 39 Melochas, which are also on Shabbos, he does them on Yom Tov, then Bemezid, it's Malkus, and B'Shoigeg, it's nothing, hypothetically. Okay, so now we're going to look at Oichel Nefesh. The Pasuk says in Parshas...
Ksiva on Shabbos is worse than Ksiva on
Yom Tov. Absolutely. Well, the Ksiva is just as bad on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The punishment is going to be much less. As we just said, yeah, if a person's about to write on Shabbos and they're Adim and they warn him and they tell him everything, etc., and he says Afal Bikain, then he'll be Chayv Skila in Beis Din if they fulfill all the conditions of a Mezid. And if it's Yom Tov, then it's Malkus. So therefore, it is less severe. It's less severe in terms of punishment, and therefore, hypothetically, it's a bit less severe. But in practical terms, it doesn't make any difference. You can't write on Shabbos, you can't write on Yom Tov. For us, it wouldn't make any difference. And Shogeg is also undesirable. You can't say, oh, well, Shogeg's okay, I can do Shogeg. Yeah, maybe it's better not to come to the shiurim for the next few days here, so that I don't know the halachas of Yom Tov, and then it'll all be shogeg, and then I haven't got any. Yeah, a person needs to know the halachas. A person needs to be prepared for Yom Tov. And as I said, because Yom Tov is confusing, if you like, in halacha, and people do make mistakes. That's why some people are fasting today. Some people will be getting together and saying vayichal for mincha this afternoon, and saying Aneinu in their davening, etc., and finishing off the Tanis today for the second of the Bahab Tanesim, the Monday Tanesim. So therefore, let's try and continue. So where's our heter? So our heter is the pasuk that says about Oichel Nefesh. Ach, Asher Yeochel L'chol Nefesh, Hu Levadoi Yeyose Lochem. Yeah, the Torah says that there is one exception, well, there are more than one exception, but let's take the main exception. The main difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is that Shabbos, all 39 melachos are blanket osa, except for Pekuach Nefesh, basically. And on Yom Tov, I've got a heter of Oichel Nefesh. Oichel Nefesh means that those things that I have to do in order to prepare food. In order to prepare food for Yom Tov, the Rabbi Yisrael said, Ach HaSheyochel L'chol Nefesh, that's what you're allowed to do. But it's not a blanket heter to do everything. I cannot reap, I cannot pick a fruit off the tree. It's not a blanket heter to do everything. I can shecht. Exactly what's going to be mutim shemoichel nefesh and what's not is going to be our subject for the next few days.
Started at the Torah Way, Northwest London, Monday, Pesach Sheni, Yud Dalet Iyar, 29th day of the Omer, 12th of May, Rabbi Tzvi Malkin Shvita, you still didn't say for Torah. This week's Torah is sponsored by Nishmas Moras Chaya, Sora Bas, Rabbi Yitzchok, Isaac, Olei HaSholem, L'schus HaShvoim V'acholim B'Milchomo, Sheyach Saru L'Votayim L'Sholem B'Mheiro.
Apologies, for keeping going, so we'll try and squish it in the time that we've got left. So the shaila is as follows. A few years ago, was in shul on Parsha Zohar, and Bal Kira obviously had good eyesight. He bends over and he notices there's a psul on the Sefer Torah. As he's reading Zohar, and he looks at the gag of the Zayin, it's disconnected from the regular of the Zayin. There's a split. So he's not sure, is it possible, is it not possible? Now, the question is, what does he do now? Does he continue reading? Does he make a bracha? Very complicated halachas. What's he meant to do? So he calls me over and he says, what do you think? I mean, he doesn't speak to me. He actually finishes the parasha of Zohar and then calls me over. He says, what am I meant to do over here? Am I meant to make a bracha? Am I meant to take out a new Sefer Torah? Make a new bracha on the new Sefer Torah? There's many different options, lefanecha. So let's have a look at the sugya. We're not actually going to deal with Zohar because Zohar is actually a separate parasha because it's the shayla of derisas. But I'll go upon him. The shayla of finding a psul in Sefer Torah is a complicated one, so let's go through the shittas in the Rishon. The Rambam has got a very famous shittas HaRambam, which we always use the shittas HaRambam as a sniff lehalacha. But the shittas of the Rambam is it's mutter to read from a Sefer Torah which is possible. There's no problem in reading from a Sefer Torah. You can make a brach on a Sefer Torah which is possible. We'll explain why later on. Rov Rishonim argue with that. Rov Rishonim say the Rosh, the Ramah, the Ramban, the Rashba, Migdal Oiz, the Tur, they all say, no, you're not allowed to read from the Sefer Torah Apostle. So the Machlokes, are you allowed to read and make a brach on the Sefer Torah Apostle or not? The Ogur comes up with a more practical kind of thing. And he says, we don't know what the Sefer Torah Kosher is and Sefer Torah Apostle. We don't have the exact Masorah on what things are Kosher, meaning not we don't know the Halachas of what makes a thing, but we don't know if the next Sefer Torah is going to be any better. We're not bekeyin in chaseris v'yaseris. And actually, it just reminds me of a story. I lived in Budapest for 2 years. I was in the Kodal in Budapest. They had the Kodal, English Kodal in Budapest. 2 years. So I was there, and I used to learn with someone, I don't know if you heard of Neolog. Neolog is like, I wouldn't say reform, but it's, yeah, not far. The Chassam Sefer made a ban on the Neologs, right? So there was a shul there where they wanted a shir, a Gemara shir. So I used to go and give them a Gemara shir. I asked Dain Lopium beforehand if I could go and give it in the shul. He said, no, don't give it in the shul, give it in the side room. So I gave a shir in the side room. So I made a kesha with some of the chevra there. And every week, not every week, I shouldn't say every week, but some of the weeks, they used to bring me the Sefer Torah because it was possible. And I would be correct the Sefer Torah. So 1 week, they brought me the Sefer Torah. It was like Erev Shabbos. Bring me the Sefer Torah and they say, can you correct it? I said, what's the problem? They said, no, there's an ayin instead of an aleph, or an aleph instead of an ayin. I can't remember which way around it is. Proper psul. Said, okay, Beseda. Now, I'm not sure if you're familiar on the sofa. I'm not sure if you're familiar in how you correct a Sefer Torah which is possible. Basically, you take a razor blade, you bend the razor blade, make it into like a U shape, and you use it to sort of shave off the top layer. Now, I wasn't a boki in old Sifrei Torah. So they gave me this Sefer Torah. I started shaving off. And the ink is so absorbed into the parchment. You know, I'm at the table. I was busy digging with my razor blade, and lo and behold, I hit the table. What should I do now? It's Erev Shabbos. There's no one in Budapest really to ask there. What should I do? You know, am I chayv to pay? I'm not chayv to pay. Then Boch Hashem, I had a safe on the stand there. I think the first shayla there was about a sofa which makes a hole in the Sefer Torah. So the halacha is, it's a separate, maybe a different time for a different shir. This is a shayla about who's responsible to pay. Is the sofa mechuv to pay or not? So he says that depends if you're getting paid or not. And Baruch Hashem, I wasn't getting paid. So therefore, I did it as a chesed. You know, I learned with this fellow. So I wasn't mukhiv to Pesach. And anyway, I didn't pass on the Sefer Torah. It was just something which wasn't nice in the Sefer Torah. Why? Because I corrected the ois, and the hole was not actually on the side of the ois. It was next to the ois. It means there was still a bit of klaf surrounding the ois, so it was mukhiv gvil. And therefore the Sefer Torah was kosher. It just wasn't nice. Am I mukhiv to pay on that? Ladina wasn't mukhiv to pay. Anyway, cut long short story short, they never asked me again. But the Sefer Torah, now, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely the older Sefer Torah, there's lots of psulim in there. They didn't have computer checks and things. And that's the Ogur is basically saying, Einon Mubikim, he says, Einon Mubikim, Yisiris, that means with the Vavs and without the Vavs, but this was a bit more than Chaseris and Yisiris, this was an Ayin to an Aleph to an Ayin, that was Mamsha, a Psul, Batachas, a Psul. But Akoponim, the third shit in the Rishayim, is Machlekes Rambam, holds its kosher, Rav Rishayim says it's possible. The Ogur says it depends what kind of Psul it is. If it's a Psul of Chaseris and Yisiris, he's not saying that it's kosher, it's just, it says we Einon Mubikim, we don't know. What are we? We're not Bekim in Chaseris Yisiris. The Rashba asks a Kasha in the Rambam. The Rashba asks a Steer in the Rambam, because the Rambam in Tshuva writes that it's mutter to read from a Sefer Torah which is possible. It's absolutely fine. You can make brochas on Sefer Torah which is possible. You're allowed to read from a Sefer Torah which is possible. The Rambam in Yad says you can't read from a Sefer Torah which is possible. He brings down 20 psulim of a Sefer Torah. And one of them is chaser, if it's missing a letter, it's added a letter, it's possible. And he says, v'ein koren by barabim. So ask the Rashba a stira between the Rambam in Yad and the Rambam in Tshuva. There's three different yeshuvim. So the first yeshuv is the Rashba says, he was chaser boy. Rashba says he was chaser. What he wrote in the Tshuva, that was what he wrote when he was young. And what he wrote in Yad, that it's possible. That is what he wrote, Biziknusai, and he was Chayza from what he wrote. And therefore, the Dina, says the Rashba, the Rambam himself is also agrees that it's possible. Okay, that is Shittas HaRashba, the way he deals with the steer. The Kesev Mishnah, he writes, in Kesev Mishnah, he writes, that the Lechat Chilam B'dievet, the Rambam in Hilchas Sefer Torah, in Yad, it's saying Lechatchila, you shouldn't read it. The Rambam in Tshuva says, but B'dievet, it's okay to read with it. It's not so mashman, the Lashon of Rambam. Sorry?
B'dievet, you've got no other Sefer Torah.
No other Sefer Torah. That's all you've got. Yeah, you can read from it. Lechatchila, you shouldn't. Mashmas the Rambam, it's a bit of a chiddush in the Lashon of the Rambam. Have a look there. But the Maribe Rav says something very interesting. Maribe Rav is the Rebbe of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes his Rebbe, Maribe Rav. Was actually the person who gave the Beis Yosef Smicha. Beis Yosef tried to bring back Smicha. This is the Maribe Rav tried to bring back Smicha, and he was Masmich the Beis Yosef. He was Masmich some of his Talmidim, and one of them was Beis Yosef. And he writes there that the difference between the Rambam in Tshuva and the Rambam in Yad is he's talking about two separate mitzvahs. Legabe mitzvahs ksiva sefer Torah. If you want to own a Sefer Torah, you have to be kosher of a Sefer Torah. That, it can't be chosor or yes. If it's got one letter wrong, then you're not mekayim mitzvahs ksivas Sefer Torah. With regard to the mitzvahs kriyas ha-Torah, you've been kerer lechatchila from a possible Sefer Torah. That's how he's miyashiv it. And Ladina, the Beis Yosef, goes with this, but he's only somech on this teretz b'dievet. That means what you've already read in the Sefer Torah, then you can be soimach on Shittas HaRambam and says, whatever you've read is fine. And the bracha that you made on the Kriya is also okay. B'dieved, that's only B'dieved. But what you found the psul now, go and take a new Sefer Torah. Take a Sefer Torah which is kosher Sefer Torah, read from it, be mamshich the Kriya, and then make your bracha achrein. So that is the shitta of the Maribe Rav, and that's going to become Shittas HaMechaber. Shittas HaMechaber is, with Soymuch on the Rambam for B'dievet, whatever you've read, everything which is past, which you've read, you've Soymuch on that, and therefore the Brocha, Rishonah that you made on the Sefer Torah, plus the Kriya that you've done until you find the mistake, that's all okay. Now, you've spotted the mistake, go and take a new Sefer Torah out, read from it, and make a bracha achrona. Very nice, very geschmack.
And if you haven't got one?
If you haven't got one, you anyway should at least get your shit as a Rambam. You can't make brachas on it. You can continue. You'll continue because you don't have any other option. But you can't make a brach on it, according to that. So that's the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam actually brings a raya that you're allowed to. He brings two rayas that you can read a Sefer Torah apostle. Number one, he says that the bracha that we make on the Sefer Torah is different than the bracha that we make on other things. When you take other mitzvahs, we make a bracha which is suitable for the mitzvah, right? So you take a sukkah, lulav, sukkah is leshe basukkah, yeah? You make a bracha which is suitable for the actual mitzvah. So if you were making a bracha, says the Rambam, you're making a bracha on the actual Sefer Torah, then you should make al lekicha Sefer Torah. I don't know exactly, he doesn't suggest the exact nusach, but whatever bracha should infer from the nusach bracha that you're making a bracha on the Sefer Torah, and we don't do that. We make a bracha like every Birchas HaTorah, regular Birchas HaTorah. So if we're making Birchas HaTorah, that implies that the mitzvah is not on the Sefer Torah itself. The mitzvah is on the Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, you can do Kriyas HaTorah without Sefer Torah. So he's saying the mitzvah is not on the Sefer Torah. If the mitzvah was on the Sefer Torah itself, in as much as it's a Sefer Torah apostle, then you can't make a mitzvah, you can't make a brach on it. You can't read from it. But here the mitzvah, says the Rambam, is just the Kriyas HaTorah. The Kriyas HaTorah, you're right, you've got a Sefer Torah which is apostle, it doesn't make a difference. So that's one raya the Rambam brings to his shitta. The Rambam in Tshuva brings a raya that you're allowed to read from a Sefer Torah which is apostle. The second raya that he brings is there's a Gemara, actually to do with last week's Parsha, the Gemara in Yuma, which tells us that the Kohen Gadol would read two parts of the Torah. He'd read the Parsha of Achrei Mos, and also Ba'asar Lachodesh on Yom Kippur, he'd read two parts. Now, he would take the same Sefer Torah, read the first Parsha, and Be'etzem, he would need to take another Sefer Torah out, but he didn't. He read it Balpeh. The second part of the Gemara says he read it Balpeh. Gemara asks why, but al kaponim, you're allowed to read bal peh, says the Rambam, that bal korach, the mitzvah is not making a bracha on the Sefer Torah itself. The bracha is mitzvah is mitzvah's kriya, kriya's haTorah, and therefore, says the Rambam, you can be kriya from apostle of Sefer Torah. Unbelievable. That is shit as a Rambam. You can be kriya from apostle of Sefer Torah. The Maribe Rav paskins like the Rambam, but the Eved, and that is shit as a Mechaba. So according to the Mechaba, if you found a psul in the Sefer Torah, which everyone agrees is a psul, when it's a questionable psul, then a lot of times we assume it and make a sex faker out of it. Yeah, but if it's a vaday psul, according to the Mechaba, what would come out? You paskin the halacha that you've got everything that you've read until now is okay. The bracha that you made initially is also okay. You just take out a new Sefer Torah. Then you continue to read from the makom that you found the psul, and then you make a bracha achrona afterwards. Okay, that shit is a mecham. The Bedik Abayis, okay, Bedik Abayis, just mentioned quickly, Bedik Abayis asks, the Maish, the Rambam says, in Kurim Boi Lechatchila. So, it doesn't really answer his kasha, but we'll leave that for the time being. Just mentioned other shittas in the Rishayim.
Why is the
Bucher
Rishayim not voided?
Huh?
Why is the Bucher Rishayim not voided as a result of having found a mistake? Why would he not start from the beginning of that Pasha again?
Because he's saying the Rambam allows you to make a Brocha on Apostle Sefer Torah and read from Apostle Sefer Torah. So whatever it's called. But we're not Semich on the Rambam for Lechatchil. So whatever is read, that's Ke'ilu, it's gone. It's happened. That's the b'di'evet, it's a post-facto.
To read it again on the new secretary.
You don't need to. Because whatever you've read, you've been yotze, because we're semich on the Rambam for b'di'evet. This is called b'di'evet. Whatever's happened is called b'di'evet. Now, you're in a matzav l'chatchila. You've got a choice between, should I continue in apostle Sefer Torah, or should I continue in a kosher Sefer Torah? That's called l'chatchila. We're not semich on the Rambam for l'chatchilas. That's the shit of the Mari Be'er, the the Beis Yosef being semich on the Mari Beirav. Okay. So now let's move on to the next shitta. Shitta Samadcha, and then we'll come on to the Ramah. The Madcha says, something very interesting. The Madcha says that it depends where you're up to in the Psukim. If you've read three Psukim and you can make a nice stop, because you're allowed to stop after three Psukim, then the halacha is you stop and make a bracha on the Pasul of Sefer Torah. We're more makel than Mechaba. Yeah? You make a bracha on the Pasul of Sefer Torah, because you're allowed to make a bracha on the Pasul of Sefer Torah, according to the Madcha. If you haven't read three Psukim yet, says the Madcha, Yekura Alpeh. That means if you've got, let's say, a word missing. So you've read two Psukim, and the next word in the Sefer Torah is missing. So what do? You read that word Balpeh, the Balkeh should know it. Yeah, he's got to read it Balpeh and continue to make three Psukim. Once you've done three Psukim, then you can make a Bracha Achrein on it. So basically, he's happy to make a Bracha on the Pasul of Sefer Torah. We're more makel than the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds that whatever you've done until now is okay. But Mikan ve'eleich, you're an apostle of Sefer Torah, go and get yourself a kosher Sefer Torah and make a bracha on that. The Madcha, we'll see what the Ramah holds in a minute. The Madcha says no. Take out, you've got apostle of Sefer Torah. You've read from the apostle of Sefer Torah. If it's a safe spot to stop, meaning you've already read three psukim, then you can make a bracha on the apostle of Sefer Torah. If you've only read two, continue reading, even though the word is actually not there, it doesn't make a difference. You can continue reading, you make a third pasuk, and then you make a bracha on the pasuk of Sefer Torah. Ad kan shittas hamodcha. The Ramah makes a pshara between the two. He says, we're partially semich on the Mari Beirav, and we're partially semich on the Madcha. And he says, it depends. And this is going to be halacha lemaisa. This is what we're going to remember if it comes up. I just remember, actually, in Eretz Yisrael, I was once in a shul where the Rav got up to speak, Choshev Rav, and he said, he gave a whole drasha about Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Basically, what happened is the previous week, there was a psul in the Sefer Torah, and the next week, he gave a shtikl Torah to be miyash of his psak that he gave the previous week. Because it's so complicated, all these halachas, therefore, you have to know it on the spot. You've got to know it on the spot, because there's no, you know, you can't just wait around. The guy wants to know, should I make a bracha? Should I continue? Should I not continue? It's very, very difficult. So, the Maisa, there's so many shitters in the Rishonim, and the Bihalacha says it depends what your minig is. You always stickle okay. But the Maisa, it's very, very complicated. So let's try and remember the bottom line. So we've got Shittas HaMechaba, which is like Mari Beirav, Yosemich on the Rambam, only for Bidyeved, and not for Lechatchila. We've got the Shitta of the Modcha, which says, if you've read three Psukim, then you make a Bracha Achreina. If you've read only two Psukim, and you can't stop, you should continue reading a third Pasuk, and then make a Bracha Achreina. And finally, the Shitta of the Ramah, which is a combination of the two. It's a combination of Mari Beirav, and a combination of the Modcha. And he says like this, if you've read three psukim, then you make yourself, you make a bracha achreina. You can make a bracha achreina on the pasul of Sefer Torah. If you've read two psukim, there he's chelik with the shitta of the modcha, and he says you shouldn't continue. You have to take out a new Sefer Torah. Take out a new Sefer Torah and read from there, and continue reading in the new Sefer Torah and make a bracha achreina in the new Sefer Torah. So that's the bottom line, halacha lemaisa, shittas haramah, is that you take out a new Sefer Torah. If you've read only two psukim, you find it toss, take out a new Sefer Torah, continue from the new Sefer Torah and make a bracha achreina on there. Okay, that is the halacha. Let's finish off with an interesting story with I think it was the Satmar Rebbe, one of the Rebbe's. There was once in the middle of shul, there was a commotion. The Balkeris says he thinks there's a psul there. The Rebbe comes over and they call over the Rebbe and says, do you think that's a... He called over the Rebbe, the Satma Rebbe, and said, is there a psul in the Sefer Torah? And the Rebbe has a look at it and he starts to be ma'ayan, and he tells someone to bring him a certain sefer, and he brings him this sefer and that sefer and the other sefer, and they start being ma'ayan, and they pile up the sforim. And eventually he says, yeah, it's impossible, take out another Sefer Torah. Afterwards, the Balkur goes to him and says, why do you need all this for him? It's clearly possible, it was a missing ois, it was clear psul. He says, you don't understand, the Sefer's here in the Beis Medrash. The Sefer's here in the Beis Medrash. He's going to be really embarrassed. So at least I have to make it into a shaila to protect the fellow's feelings. So whenever you're reading the Sefer Torah, you should also remember it's what's going on over here. There's other people around, there's other people's feelings as well. But bottom line is, if you find a psalm ta'alocha l'maisa, just remember, confusing shittas. Bottom line is, if you've read three psukim, you make a bracha on the old Sefer Torah. If you've read two psukim, you take out a new Sefer Torah and make a bracha on the new Sefer Torah.
Start again.
From Loch Matos. Oh, no. From Loch Matos, yeah.
Shkoyer.
Yeah. Yeah.